Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Good afternoon. The time right now is 6:31 p.m. It is a Wednesday afternoon right here on Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. I'm Sugar, and I'm joined by my co-host, Spice.
Hi, everybody. How you doing out there?
Yeah, it is a wet one out there today. If you're just getting out of work or heading on your way home, not too good the weather out there. I guess this is not your type of weather, right?
No, this is the type of weather where you just stay home, watch movies, and talk to the family and see how everything's going.
All right, so as you know, we cover celebrity gossip. We also do your star signs, and we have a topic for the day. And since this is the Mother's Day weekend, that's what our topic for the day is, mothers. Mothers, whether you are one, whether you have one, everyone either has a mother or, yeah, well, that's it. Everyone has a mother, right? Whether you are a mother or not.
They better.
Yeah. All right, so what's been going on in Celebrityville? Well, the latest, let me just start off with this. So President Barack Obama is the first president in U.S. history to endorse gay marriages.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People have to do what they want to do in order to keep themselves and make themselves happy. They pay taxes. Yep. They fight in the army. They do everything everybody else does. And sometimes I think their relationships tend to last a long while.
Yeah, that's true. He says that he believes that same-sex couples should be able to get married.
They should. If they be together for an opt amount of years, I don't see why they can't be together, and then if anything happened to their significant other, they should be responsible. They should get the benefits, if there's any, like the insurance or, you know, whatever the benefits are. I mean, it's their significant other.
So, you know, there's going to be a whole uproar probably by tomorrow morning's news. You're going to hear lots of people saying lots of different things because, you know, in U.S. history, this is the first time that the United States' sitting president has endorsed gay marriages. So it's going to be, like, huge out there. You know, people are going to be talking about this, whether it's good or bad. And,
right, but, you know, gay people vote, too. I mean, they do all
the same
everybody else does. So they should, you know, have those opportunities to feel free to do exactly what they want to do for themselves to make them happy.
That's the truth. So let's move on. What about this tanning mom? Apparently she's been banned from the local tanning salons in New Jersey.
Does this mean that she's not going to be black anymore?
You know, when I first saw her pictures, I was so confused to what she was. Like, I was like, what's wrong with her? Like, she looks like burnt toast.
I hope
that was okay to say that.
Oh, my God.
But for real, she looks like
Band-Aid on her head.
like burnt toast with what do you call that chocolate spread that these kids eat nowadays? Nutella. Burnt toast with Nutella. I was like, ew. Like, and then I saw the kid. I was a bit confused, and then I had to see, oh, there's some problems here. Something's not right. So apparently she's been banned from the tanning salons here in Jersey, and we'll see what comes of that. So anything that you've... Go ahead.
You heard me?
Yeah.
She's just going to go someplace else.
Well, I don't know. I think everywhere where she goes, she's going to cause some controversy because everyone knows about her and her issues. You know, she's caused a lot of attention, not only to tanning salons as well as, you know, herself.
The whole world. Oh, you know, there is a reverend called Mr. Peterson, Reverend Peterson, who wishes that women didn't have the right to vote. And he doesn't like the... Women have a lot of power. He says that women vote people in that are devils.
What?
Yes, he must be on something because where would he be without a woman? He needs to know that his mother is a woman, you know, and she raised him with the sense that she thought he had. Now she knows that he doesn't have sense. But anyway, we like us to... Slim, we came a long way. We don't walk 10 steps behind our man anymore. We walk side by side with them, and he better recognize.
I'm telling you, that's for real. So what happened to Dancing with the Stars? I know you usually give us the Dancing with the Stars update.
I wasn't able. I know two people were voted off. I don't even know who because I didn't catch it. I think the two brothers.
You missed Dancing with the Stars?
I wasn't able to watch it.
Okay, so then I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, so we'll move on to Jessica Simpson, who signed a $3 million deal with Weight Watchers.
I wish Weight Watchers would find me and give me $500,000. I'll lose some weight, too.
So apparently she signed Jessica Simpson, just gave birth to baby Maxwell last week. But that isn't stopping the hardworking mama from doing her business. She signed a $3 million deal with Weight Watchers. You know, Weight Watchers is the same one where Jennifer Hudson lost all her weight.
Yeah. I'm not mad at her. I'm not. It's about business.
You're right. $3 million
to lose
weight.
Without Weight Watchers, but Weight Watchers got it like that. Okay, fine.
Yep. So that's going to be what she's going to be doing that. And then Jennifer Hudson, you know, apparently the verdict of the murder case where that William Balfour supposed to have killed all three members of her family. The verdict is supposed to be coming out today, so we're waiting on that to hear whether he's found guilty or not to the murders of the members in her family.
I'm sure. He was caught with his hand in the jar, so he got to go.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure this has been like...
Do they have the
death penalty? The death penalty. I'm not sure on that. You know, this, I'm sure, has been a very stressful time for her whole family, you know?
Exactly.
The remaining members.
They said that she went to all of the court dates.
Yeah, except in the one where she had to walk out. Remember last week we reported that they were describing her seven-year-old nephew's, how they found his body, how the little boy was killed, and she had to walk out of the courtroom.
That's so sad.
And in other news, Rihanna's friends want her to go to rehab. Apparently, the pop princess has been partying up so much. She ended up in the hospital recently, and they say it's from dehydration and partying, and her friends are urging her to please go to rehab. You know, some of her friends are actually saying that she's actually a very lonely girl. She gets fed up with sitting in her hotel room So she goes out drinking.
Wow. So how is she dehydrated when she's a drinker? Make me understand.
Well, that's what they said. They released a statement saying that, you know, earlier on her reps released a statement saying that she was dehydrated. Meantime, you know, by face, that's how things go.
Okay. What you going to do?
What about John Travolta that's been accused of groping these masseuses?
That's my God.
You hear about that?
I cannot listen. This is not making no sense.
Listen, this is my belief. Anything is possible. I'm not saying that, hey, you did do it, but there's been stories in the past that have been also associated with John Travolta, saying, like, people have claimed that he's made passes at men before, and this wasn't a female, it was a man. So apparently when he was getting his massage, he supposed to have made some comments on how he would like to have, be with the masseuse, this man, and another woman. He kept on talking about it and kept on going on. And the guy was like, what's going on with the dude? Like, what's up with this?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A shame on him.
Well, you know, the thing is we can't say that, listen, it's not possible because everyone has skeletons in their closet.
Yeah, that's true. But,
so,
you know,
when
you're looking at these movies and you're looking up to these people that's making all this nice money doing the things that they love to do, and you just don't want to believe that.
But that just goes on to prove and show us that everyone is human, you know?
Oh, but if that's a negative, that's not a good way to be as a human being.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, why put people on such expectations to think that they couldn't do things like that?
You're right.
Yeah. And in other news, Britney Spears is officially judging The X Factor. So we've been reporting for the last couple of weeks that she's been in talks to being one of the judges of The X Factor, and now it looks like they sealed the deal. She is one of the judges on The X Factor.
Wow,
and
more money.
You know. And if you watch The Voice, you know that the winner was last night. It was Jermaine, the black guy. I'm so happy he won. He was on Team Blake. And he won The Voice, the second season of The Voice, which is, I like that. I like that show. It's very nice.
I was watching that off and on. You know, I didn't get all the way into it, you know, but it was nice. I love The Voice.
Yeah. I like the whole show. It's very good. George Zimmerman has pleaded not guilty.
I don't know.
So
another
what
one
do you mean
with it in the cookie jar.
George Zimmerman? Listen, he's caught and everything. So apparently they're saying here George Zimmerman has officially pled not guilty to charges of second-degree murder after shooting and killing 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in the Florida suburbs back in February. George's attorney entered the plea during his arraignment yesterday. He was not present, but that's what they're going on to say. He pleads not guilty. You know, this is going to be a very interesting case.
Yeah, they say,
very
they
interesting.
They say some big corporations are sponsoring him in reference to paying for his lawsuits.
That's ridiculous.
His lawyers and things of that nature.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Well, just as much as those big corporate companies are supporting him, standing behind him, listen, there's also huge ball players, I don't literally mean ball players, but I mean people, very influential people that are actually supporting the Martin family, you know?
Right.
We have key players that are also behind, people want to see justice served.
But you
know,
if the tables were turned around and
yeah,
it was the opposite
well,
way,
yeah,
boy would be hanging from a tree in the middle of town someplace.
You know that. That's very true. And moving along, let's see. We're going to Housewives. Let's see. Housewives of New Jersey is back, and apparently they had the biggest listenership. Well, not listenership, audience last week. And, yeah, they're back. The ladies of New Jersey are back with all their drama, all their craziness. It's going on every Sunday night. So that's where I will be glued every Sunday night. It's crazy. Apparently, Bravo, Andy Cohen has said John Travolta accusations are probably true. Ooh, that's a big one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to have Andy Cohen saying something like that, oh, my goodness.
Well, what kind
of proof? I don't know. What kind of proof?
Yeah, what kind of proof does he have to say something like that?
Well, lots of people are actually coming forward and talking about it now. I mean, like, I don't know. We'll see how that plays out.
That's a done deal then.
I know. That's pretty crazy. They're also saying that Kim Kardashian is apparently thinking of ditching her mom as her manager because of all the trouble that has come her way.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know the winner of the Voice? Apparently he won $100,000 and a recording contract. Don't you just want to go on The Voice?
Oh, do.
Don't you just want to go on The Voice?
If I had a voice, I think I would. You know what? Let me just put it in the ozone. What they need to do is get a show like that for has-beens, like older people that never fulfilled their dream. They should not be embarrassed to go in there and show their talent. They need something like that for seniors, okay?
That's where they have the X Factor. That's where they have the X Factor.
Oh, that's for
And
that's
America's
for
Got Talent.
Knows?
They have shows like America Got Talent, don't they?
Oh, I didn't know that you're any age can go. I thought they was only focusing on young people.
Nah. Oh, what about this story about the pregnant man? Remember the pregnant man?
Yeah.
So apparently him and his wife are getting divorced.
Oh, my stars.
And apparently he has a new girlfriend already. She's a teacher at his kid's school. It's some supervisor or something to that effect. And he's bought her. Listen, he cheated on the wife, got himself someone at his kid's school, moved the woman in the house where the house that he shared with his wife. The kids are now calling the new girlfriend mom. And he bought a big diamond ring that apparently the lady, her name is Amber, she's wearing it on her right hand but waiting for everything, like the plans to move forward, to move it over to her left hand.
Ruthless, that's what I would say for that, ruthless.
Yep, it's going on in Celebrityville, lots of drama, just the way we like it though, ha 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 ha. Just the way we like it. All right, y'all. So with that, I think we'll take a quick music break, unless you have any other celebrity gossip or anything that you want to add.
No, you can stick a fork in me because I'm well done.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Leo, Cancer,
Ralph,
Charles, Paul, Larry.
like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand.
That was music by The Flow Days, and the song was called Float On. And if you didn't know it before, you know it now. The song was leading up to our stars, Miss Spice, are you there?
Yes, I am. I wish we were talking about other signs, too. I think our listeners need to know more than just Taurus. And
you want them to know about... Okay, so today should we give them a treat on...
Yes.
Well, the reason why we cover Taurus is because this is the month of Taurus. You know, this is when all the Taurus are celebrating. So, yes, we can go ahead. Can you see how she puts me on the spot sometimes? Hello.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good. Don't worry. Okay, so what star sign besides Scorpio do you want to know is a perfect match for somebody? Call a star sign so I can let you know.
Gemini.
Who do you want to know about?
Gemini.
Okay, so let me tell you. Okay, you want to know who they're perfectly suited with?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give you the naughty version of the Gemini.
Okay.
So this is what they say about Geminis. They say the perfect partner for you, Gemini, is a Libra or an Aquarius. The nearly perfect partner is an Aries or a Leo. Like-minded souls is a Gemini. Opposites you're attracted to is a Scorpio or a Capricorn. Learn from your differences is a Taurus or a Cancer. Not your destiny is a Virgo or Pisces. Astrological hell is a Sagittarius.
Hmm.
All right. Can I choose one?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to choose Leo. The perfect partner for a Leo is an Aries or an Aquarius. The nearly perfect partner is a Gemini or a Libra. Like-minded souls is a Leo. Opposites you're attracted to is a Capricorn or a Pisces. Learn from your differences is a Cancer or a Virgo. Not your destiny is a Scorpio or a Taurus. Astrological hell is an Aquarius. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Taurus, let's see what they're saying about you here. The perfect partner for a Taurus is a Virgo or a Capricorn. A nearly perfect partner is a Cancer or a Pisces. Like-minded souls is a Taurus. Opposites you're attracted to is a Libra or Sagittarius. Learn from your differences is an Aquarius or a Gemini. Not your destiny is a Leo or an Aquarius. Astrological hell is a Scorpio. So don't romantically put together a Taurus and a Scorpio. Because according to the stars, that is astrological hell. You got it?
I got it.
Okay, so let's see. Let's go a little more in depth about Taurus. They say here, when they say, they are your best friend forever. The bull means it. They take childhood friendship oaths seriously and still have the other half of their charm necklace in which are inscribed the words, best friends forever. Their friendship stands the test of time. And many Taurian friends have been this devoted since childhood. Constant, steady, loyal, and devoted, this friend will stand by you through life. If you need to call someone to pick you up in the middle of a snowy night because your car broke down, Taurus will be there in a flash, hot cocoa in gloved hands. Be warned, though, this is only if you've proven to be as loyal as a friend to them as they are to you. It's a case of them scratching your back if you scratch theirs. Taurus makes a steady friend, but be careful not to arouse their jealousy. This fixed sign will be possessive of their buddies and aren't so likely to understand the old saying which says, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You'll find a wonderful friend in Taurus, so so long as you don't cancel any plans at the last minute. Best friend Bets is a Pisces or a Cancer. So there you go, Taurus, that's for you. And I think in the next 2 weeks we're going to be moving on to Gemini, the split personality people.
Twins.
The two of a different kind. Twins night. That are so different.
Yes.
Right?
Night and day.
Yeah, they say the best friend bet for a Gemini is an Aries or a Leo. Wow.
Mm. Wow.
That's pretty interesting. All right, y'all, so that's a little bit about the stars. If you want to hear what your star sign is, let us know, and we will be bringing that to you as well. The time right now is 1 minute after 7. You're listening to Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and this is the Sugar and Spice Show. You know, since it is Mother's Day this weekend, which is on Sunday, you know, the funny thing is, Mother's Day is celebrated in different countries, sometimes at different times.
Wow.
Not everyone in the world. Yeah, I didn't know that. Not everyone in the world celebrates Mother's Day the same time. So that's pretty interesting to know, right?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So
is it the time slot, the time that makes the difference?
I don't know really what it is, but I know in my country, South Africa, we're celebrating Mother's Day this Sunday as well.
Okay.
But I think it's in Canada and, my goodness, what's this, New Zealand and Australia, they celebrate it at different times.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty interesting. You know, besides next to Valentine's Day, Mother's Day is one of the biggest card-selling days.
It should be.
Huh. It really is.
It should be.
It really, really is. It's, you know, like I said, everybody has a mother. Everybody. Even Jesus had a mother. You know, everyone has a mom. So it's a very important day to celebrate our mothers and to let them know how special they are. You know, I posted a question this morning on Facebook, and I asked, what does your mother mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people said so many different things. I'm just going to read you a couple of comments which some people said. I just wanted to hear what people's feedback was. And some people said, you know, if their mom was still alive, they would love to celebrate and share this day with her. And my response to them was, you know what, you have memories in your heart that you can cherish and nobody can take them away from you. Some people went on to say that their mothers are their all, their everything, their heart and their soul. I was like, wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And another one said she considers her mother a true champion in every sense of the word. That was beautiful.
Nice.
So what do you think your mom was to you?
My mother was my world, my friend, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my cousin, my sister, my brother, my father. She was just my whole entire world. It's unfortunate. Like in May the 10th on 2009, my mom left me on Mother's Day. And
oh, wow.
I have a reason to like celebrate and be sad at the same time. I have a daughter that was born on May the 12th, and that's sometimes that falls on a Mother's Day also, and my mom, who left me in 2009 on Mother's Day. So it's like a seesaw. You I'm up and I'm down. I'm up and I'm down, so I have to keep myself busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. So it's a bittersweet celebration for you.
Exactly.
Wow.
But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, gifts that people should possibly run out there and not buy or run out there and buy, you know, or things that they should do. And some of the things, like I said to friends of mine, gentlemen, diamonds are not a girl's best friend. You
wow,
are.
Wow, really?
You are. The gentleman is the best friend.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, don't run out and buy a microwave. Don't run out and buy the pan for her to cook your food in. Don't run out and buy her no shoes because she'll walk away from you. And do not buy food for her to cook for you on Mother's Day because it's not Father's Day.
No, definitely not. You know, I always remember growing up, well, you know, for us in the kitchens on Sunday, it was my mom and I who would, you know, prepare lunch, like a big lunch for the family. But for Mother's Day is actually the day when my dad gets up, and he does his thing in the kitchen. He puts a whole spread out for my mom and my mom and I would be helping him. But it was just a day where, like, you know, she was shown how appreciated she was for being a wonderful mother and also a wonderful wife.
Right. That's so nice. That's another thing that I had put, you know, put a smile on your mom's face or the mother of your children. Take charge for a day. Make her breakfast, bed. When she takes a shower to get ready to go to church, ask her if she needs you to wash her back. When she dresses,
oh my God.
Yeah, when she dresses, tell her she looks nice. Make her a light lunch when she come back from church. Later on for dinner, ask her, take her out to a restaurant and have dinner. You know, come back home, put on some soft music, tell her you appreciate her. Snuggle with a hug and tell her you love her. It will make a big difference.
That's true. That's very, very true. You know, I just want to read a little bit of something, and I'm going to be dropping a little bit of poetry about motherhood and mothers and just something from your collection of poems from Blue Mountain. Hey, we got Blue Mountain
Blue
finally.
Mountain. Hey, Blue Mountain.
So it says here, motherhood is an experience that opens your eyes and your heart to exactly how magnificent and amazing the gift of life is.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
Deep.
That's really, really, that's Deepak Chopra deep. That's Deepak Chopra deep. Wow. So, you know, I know lots of people are not able to celebrate their mothers this Mother's Day because of maybe a passing. Maybe you're not close, like I am not very close to my mom because of distance. We are very close, but, I mean, distance keeping us apart. And, you know, I make sure, like I always say, my whole thing is yellow roses. So that's like our special kind of thing. So for Mother's Day, whether it's Mother's Day, her birthday or whatever, she knows for sure she's getting yellow roses from me. And
that's
just like our special kind of thing.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, and you know, like I was saying to a couple of people, it's so important. We were talking about this last week as well. You know, it's so important to let our mothers and let our loved ones know just how much we treasure them, how much we love having them around. Like, what a good job they did as a mother. Excuse me. What a good job they did as a mother or a parent. Whether, you know, in some situations, you know, they say that a mother had to be a mother and a father to a child or children. In some situations, there's a man who had to be a mother who's playing the parts of a mother and a father in that child's life for many different reasons, you know. We have to also recognize that.
Yeah, I have a friend who has a daughter, and she has this long, long, thick hair, and the mom is absconded. You know, we don't know what happened with her, but he was so into his daughter, he learned, he taught himself how to braid her hair so that when she go to school, her hair wouldn't be all over her head, and I thought that was a funny, because he is such a manly man. I would have never thought that I would see him braiding any hair. It's too funny.
Wow.
So you have men out there that are doing a wonderful job at being a parent for their child.
Yes, so we have men out there that are being wonderful mothers to their sons and daughters. You know, it's so important for the relationship of a mother and her child, especially mother-daughter relationships, I believe, are very important.
Yes.
I'm not saying that mother-son relationships aren't important, but mother-daughter relationships are very important because, you know, it's like you set so many examples by being a mother. You know, they say your children are always watching you. It's good to have. I remember growing up and my mom was very adamant that I had to know how to cook. While some of my friends were going out to parties and, I mean, like just having a good time, my mother's thing was, listen, you're going to learn how to cook. You come home from school and you're going to learn how to cook. And, you know, there's so many little things that I didn't appreciate then, but I appreciate them now.
And I appreciate it, too. You tell your mother she did a very good job.
You got jokes. You got jokes. You're so funny. But, you know, like growing up, I was always like, I remember like on a Sunday, I had to cook. There was a stage now where a Sunday, I had to cook Sunday lunch on my own. My mom used to just get up in the morning and sit and watch me. Like just sit and be in the kitchen, basically keep me company. And I had to do the whole lunch on my own. And I remember, like, I used to go out on a Saturday night. And our clubs in South Africa, they finish at around about, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And in my home, we had to get up at 6:30 in the morning to start cooking. Because the food has to be ready before we go to church. So I'm telling you, I had some old school growing up.
Oh, that's right.
So I used to come home, still be in the club and thinking, oh, my God, there's no even sleep for me. Like, I just should just from here not even catch a five-minute nap. I just have to go straight from the club to the pots. And I used to want to cry when it came to Sunday.
But you know, I'm a little bit different from you.
My
mother didn't even know that I knew how to cook. I'm her only child.
Really?
Yeah, my mother cooked for me until forever, okay? I mean, through kids and everything. Now, believe me, I'm not stupid. I watched everything that she did. In my head, I learned everything. She didn't really have to.
So you were silently watching.
Yes, I watched. Now, what
and learning.
How she knew that I know how to cook was that she went away to Antigua to a training school to learn how to use computers when they first came out. So she was just worried to death about, oh, my God, what about my grandkids? Oh, my God, what are they going to eat? Oh, I'm just worried about them. You can't cook and blah, blah, blah. So she left like 6 months, and she came home, and she was like, oh, my goodness, they look okay. She checked my kids out like as if she was a doctor or something. Okay, okay. She said, well, how did y'all eat? Who fed y'all? They said, Mommy. She said, Mommy, she said, your mother cooked? So they said, yeah. So she said, she looked at me and rolled her eyes, and she said, from this day forward, you will do all of the cooking. I am not cooking anymore.
Oh, so you were silently learning and watching.
Yeah. I was so spoiled, girl. You know, I was spoiled rotten to the core.
That's great. That's great. It's so great when you have such a good relationship with your parents.
Oh, yeah. We had a wonderful relationship. There's some things in life that you miss, you know, about moms because I just can't understand the children today, the troubles and trials and tribulations that they put these moms through, you know, your mom is your world. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of things.
You only have one mom.
You. Huh?
You only, I say you only have one mom, just like how you only have one dad. But, you know, I'm not trying to take away the relationship of a dad or the importance of a dad. But, you know, since this is Mother's Day, we are honoring our mothers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Mother's Day recipe for a Mother's Day cookie. And
oh,
I
wow.
Need, yes. 3 cups of faith, 1 cup of forgiveness, 1 cup of sympathy, 1/2 cup of courage, 2 teaspoons of kindness, 1 cup of understanding, 5 cups of respect, 2 cups of joy, 2 cups of love, 2 cups of patience, 1 cup of harmony, and 2 cups of smile. Mix
wow.
of this up in a bowl of love, patience, sympathy, and faith. Whip forgiveness, kindness, and courage until well blended. Pour in a little heart full of joy, flavored with harmony. Top with a spread of understanding and sweeten with respect. Bake, serve with a smile. Happy
That's
Mother's
wonderful.
Day, everybody.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So tell me, what would be a good Mother's Day for you? How would you love to spend your day since you are a mother of 2 young
well,
ladies?
Well, I'm going to a concert Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and waking up would be the best gift that I could possibly get. That right there would be a godsend. So I'm going Saturday to enjoy myself, and you know, I'm going to just rest on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So a perfect Mother's Day would be resting for you.
Would be waking up first and then resting.
Waking? Are you scared you're not going to wake up after this concert or what?
Well, we're going to be out there all day long. After the concert, it's after party. Then we have to jump on the bus and come back home. Oh, my stars. It's just, you know, and I might stay at my daughter's house, and hopefully when I wake up, she'll have dinner done. But she's a mother, too, so I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to be looking at each other like, who cooking?
Someone's going to be cooking.
We don't know.
Oh, wow. All right. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap up our Mother's Day discussion. And like I said, you know, we're not taking away anything away from our dads, but, you know, it is Mother's Day and we're celebrating mothers. All right, Joel, we're back right here on Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. You know, I just want to read something here. It says, being a mother is wanting to pick up your child each time they fall, but teaching them to pick up themselves instead. Being a mother is wanting to keep your children from all the hurt and harm, but knowing they must be taught to take care of themselves. Being a mother is wanting to give your children the best of everything, but knowing they will value life more if they wait and work for many of their rewards. Being a mother is wanting to love your children with every aspect of yourself, but knowing that some of the best love is given quietly, secretly, and in ways that they can understand. So, if you're celebrating Mother's Day this weekend, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all you mums out there. And we hope you have a blessed, relaxing, rewarding, wonderful day. And to my mum, I just want to say Happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I know my dad's going to spoil you. And that comes from all of us, your kids. Anything you want to add, Miss Spice?
Yes, I would like to say, mothers, celebrate with safety. Get to and from your destination with love, hugs, and kisses from brown sugar and spice.
Well, that was so nice. That was so nice. And kids, try on this very special day to not make mom yell and go all crazy. You know, give her a break. Give her a break on just this one special day. You know, there's something that says God couldn't be everywhere, so he created mothers.
That's right.
So that's a big job right there that God has entrusted mothers with. So, hey, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And don't forget, you can catch us here every Wednesday from the hours of 6:30 to 7:30, where we talk about celebrity gossip, which, you know, we love that. And we bring you the latest in Gossipville. We also discuss your star signs, and this is the month of Taurus. So, Taurus, we are talking about you. We also going to be covering, I think it's Gemini next month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, we're going to be covering Gemini. We also give you your naughty versions of the stars, and we tell you who you're best suited with. So if you want to know exactly who you're compatible with, ooh, you have to hit us up to know. And then we also do a topic for the evening, which this week was the stars. I mean, oh, sorry, oh, goodness, oh, my goodness. This week was Mother's Day. I'm still thinking of the stars. This week was Mother's Day. And last week, I think we were talking about, was it forgiveness?
Forgiveness.
Appreciating.
Appreciation, yes.
Yeah, we were talking about, and look how funny that was. It rolled right into Mother's Day. We were talking
right.
about appreciating your loved ones. And
right.
Look, Mother's Day just rolled off right on into that discussion as well, because, you know, we have to appreciate our moms for the wonderful work that they've done raising us.
And don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Appreciate now, not later. Don't put it off. Do it now, because tomorrow is never promised.
Wow. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. All right, y'all. So that's it from us. We hope you have a wonderful, safe, blessed Mother's Day weekend. And you can catch us here next week, same time, same place. This is the Sugar and Spice Show, and that's it.
Nanu, nanu.
Sugar and Spice. never had.